From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration is preparing for another 4 years in office, and Washington is full of talk about who will stay and who will go, in the cabinet and on the White House staff. So far, the only official word is that the president's chief of staff will be sticking around. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
At least one man from Massachusetts will be in the White House come January. Andrew Card, the longtime Washington insider and chief of staff during the president's first term in office, has been asked to stay. That word today from White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, who said the president made the request of Card over the weekend.
The president appreciates Secretary Card agreeing to remain as chief of staff. He is certainly someone who is doing it, continues to do an outstanding job overseeing the team that the president has put in place.
As for the rest of that team, cabinet secretaries, sub-cabinet officers, presidential advisors, and other White House staff so far mums the word from the Oval Office. McClellan declined to say whether anyone other than Card has been asked formally to stay. There were reports last week that Attorney General John Ashcroft has told friends that he will be stepping down. And there's long been the belief in Washington that Colin Powell will leave his job as Secretary of State, though again, that's not a certainty at this point. Another big question mark is over at the Pentagon, where Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld deflected questions about his future at an afternoon briefing today, though he did indicate that he has not been officially asked by the president to stick around next term.
I've met with him two or three times on totally different subjects since the election. But that's not a subject that's come up, and needless to say, either one of us would discuss it with the other before discussing it with you.
When a reporter attempted a follow-up, Rumsfeld laughed and told him not to waste time on the topic. Paul Light, a professor at New York University who studies presidential transitions, points out that the last two presidents who had a second term, Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton, each had rough transitions between terms. That's why Light says it's significant that Card will still be on as chief of staff, ensuring some stability.
This group at the White House is very skilled at transitioning. They did a terrific job in 2001 and were completely engaged from the very beginning, very few missteps. And it's the same team in charge of the second transition.
Still, there are potential pitfalls, according to Light. An unexpected controversy over a new cabinet nominee could be a problem.
So you always worry in transition time, whether it's your first or your second, about a bad appointment. The conventional wisdom is that a bad appointment hurts much more than a good appointment helps. So you want to make sure that the top jobs are going to be filled by people who are squeaky clean and win some accolades for the president. But you'd take mediocre over controversial any time.
Light says the ideal transition should be quick and clean, adding that it's even more critical for President Bush because, he says, the president lacks a logical successor to run for the Republican nomination in 2008. There's no heir apparent. That means the jockeying for position within the party could start distracting from the president's own agenda earlier than would be normal. And the earlier people start thinking of the president as a lame duck, then the harder it will be for him to get his legislative agenda passed. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.